الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. This poem, which is very, very beautiful, beautiful the words also, the meaning also, and rendered also so beautifully. May Allah let us take the lesson, which is really not one, complete bayans in this poem. Sukoon-e-dil dar majlis-e-ehl-e-dil. That a person will find the coolness, the comfort of his heart in the company of those people who have got hearts. Every one of us got hearts, yea, it means people whose hearts are connected to Allah Ta'ala. And we have got the love of Allah in their hearts, a person will only find peace of mind, contentment of heart in their gatherings. Siwai tere koi thikana nahi hai. O Allah, besides your comfort, your protection, there is no protection anywhere else. I don't find comfort anywhere else. Ya Rab jidhar bhi jaun. Wherever I go, throughout the world, I only find my comfort with you, O Allah. And Allah, we don't find Him in person in this world. And where will we find Allah Ta'ala? By Allah Wala. Which Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali said so beautifully, what a logical explanation. He said that Allah Wala, though they are not Allah, but they are not different from Allah also. And the proof of that he gave, that the rays of the sun, it isn't the sun, but it's not separate from the sun also. When the sun is there, the rays of the sun will be there. If the sun is not there, no rays of the sun. And the benefit of the sun is in the rays of the sun. So where Allah wala are, you'll get the benefit of Allah. So when from that we all accept that besides Allah there is no protection, no comfort. So where will we find that in this world? By Allah wala. And in the hadith also it comes that Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah to a banda, that I was ill and you did not visit me. The person will say, Ya Allah, you Rabbul Alameen, you give shifa, where do you get ill? Allah said, if you gone to visit an ill person, sick person, you would have found me there. So Allah is there by the sick person, and particularly by Allah wala, Allah is present there. If you go there, you will find Allah there. It's different if our eyes are closed and we don't find Allah in the majlis of Allah wala. Right? Like if we go to a majlis and there may be some very great luminary there, but we don't know him. We also sat in a majlis, we got up, we went away. Afterwards someone told us, you didn't meet so and so. I didn't see him also. Right? Or if we go to a big ijtima, how many people we don't meet also. Go to Makkah Sharif, Medina in that gathering. So if we didn't meet them, that's our problem. But Allah wala are there. And if we see them, we will see Allah Ta'ala also. Kisse ghame jaan o dil sunao. O Allah, who must I say the sorrow of my heart, of my life and my heart, my whole life sorrows, who must I complain to? We say it's not worth complaining. But if you complain to the right people, it's worth it. If you complain to Allah Ta'ala, du'as to Allah Ta'ala, kisse mein zakhme jigar dikhaun? Who must I show, O Allah, the wounds of my heart? What things I went through in my life, what difficulties? And here, Hadrat is not particularly referring to what we call difficulties and hardships of life, but the desire of the nafs, and particularly to look at strange women, and then not looking and how you break your heart. That who must I go and complain to Allah? Your command that we are not supposed to look. The nafs really wants to look and get enjoyment. But when I don't look, then the wounds on my heart and my heart breaks. This I complain to you, Allah, that my heart is broken for your sake. And Allah Ta'ala then repairs that heart. And when Allah repairs, like our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains, if an earthquake comes somewhere, houses are broken, buildings are all broken, the government repairs it. The government sends steel, cement, stone, everything to go and repair it. Government says those people tax also for 5 years, no tax. They came in so big hardship, they declare it a disaster. So then they help them out. So when the heart is broken, Allah repairs that heart. And when Allah repairs that heart, then what and what won't Allah do? Allah won't only make tax of 5 years maaf, and Allah won't only repair that heart. When Allah, for Allah's sake, the heart broke, Allah repairs that heart. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. And you look at this woman, what's it? They are be wafa, they are not loyal. And their loyalty is not in their control also, which Hazrat explains. That young girl who is so beautiful, and when you want to look, Hazrat says, just make this muraqabah, meditate, that she's 80 years old now. And now all her teeth have fallen out of her mouth. When she was young, you would have loved to kiss her cheek. But now when she's 80 years, you'll have to put your fingers inside the cheek, lift it up. Because now the cheek is gone right down. Then only you'll be able to kiss it. You won't be able to kiss that cheek also. And her breast also, at that time you used to admire, now they are lying 1 foot down. So what are you going to... So think of that time. Allah's beauty is eternal. Look at Allah's beauty. And why don't look at these temporary things. What can they offer you? Ye dunya wale, and this also of this dunya, what is their loyalty? Their loyalty is hardly really any loyalty. Wafa ki qeemat se bhi khabar hai. They don't know while what is the value of being loyal. And Allah Ta'ala, ni'mal qadirin, the one that appreciates so greatly and so much. So for Allah's sake, give your life. Don't give your life for the things and the mortals of this dunya. Phir unko dil ke zindagi ko jafa se aham kyu banao? Then by giving them my heart, why must I bring sorrow and rust and destroy my heart? When they will be disloyal to me, I will lose everything. How won't I feel? I will want to commit suicide. I will go mad when I find that they have been disloyal to me. And Allah will never be disloyal to a person. Ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa, ghulam unka banu to kyu kar? These idols, and by idols here Allah refers to these beauties of this dunya. They are 100% dependent. Everything, their whole life, every one of us, we are dependent. Nobody is independent. So giving your life for one who is dependent, that is the height of stupidity. It is like a blind person telling another blind person, lead me, show me the way. Or one paralyzed person telling another paralyzed person, carry me on your back and take me across the road, take me across the river. So who are dependent, why put your trust on those who are dependent? غلام کبھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں? By making myself a slave of a slave, why must I lower my value? Become a slave of he who is the master of all the slaves. Why become a slave of a slave? And hereby غلام means a slave, not our brother غلام sitting here. A slave, that don't become a slave of a slave, become the slave of Allah Ta'ala. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شہدہ. We do accept, we don't deny that the garden here is so beautiful. What roses, one rose above the other. And the nightingales, the birds, one on top of the other, their colors, they say there is beauty in this world. We do accept there is this beauty. مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤ? But that nest which is there, it is temporary. So why must I make a temporary nest my abode? This dunya is beautiful. But this dunya is temporary. So it is just like somebody who gives amanat to you, 10 rand, tells you to keep it. It's amanat, it hasn't got value. Or 1,000 rand they give you as amanat. You know, it's a burden on me, I have to look after it. So this dunya is just an amanat, it is temporary. What is permanent is akhirat. So why must I make this dunya? I accept it's beautiful. But it's temporary. How long is it going to be? Even my whole life in this dunya is temporary. And even the beauty of this dunya is also temporary. Spring, summer is just for a little while. Then soon autumn is coming and then winter is coming. Our youth is for a little while. Then we start declining. A person makes so much money. Soon the time comes, he hands it over to his children. Now if he wants even 50 rand, he has to go and ask his children for it. At one time he did everything. Now he's that old. Even just to go to the toilet, he needs their support. He can't go to the toilet. So this temporary dunya, why make that? Why give your life for that? Prepare for the eternal, the life of the akhirat. Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil kar mila to bas ahle dil ke dar par. Hazrat says, if I ever found true enjoyment, sukoon, contentment of the heart, reality of it, not just the outward, not just the form of it, the reality, it was by Ahle Dil. It is by Allah, and Allah's presence in this world is by the Ahle Dil. To inke dar ko main apna maskan sameem dil se kyun na banau. Then why don't I make their gatherings from the conviction of my heart, make them their gatherings, my gathering. That place, make that my abode. Make that my place of residence, the place of the Allah wala. Not the temporary enjoyments, beautiful things of this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality. The ayat-e kareema that we have recited, and which we are reciting every day, and this bayan, which will briefly a summary of what we have been discussing for this week about after asr. There are two aspects of it. For those brothers who are not present, it's a new sabah, it's a new lesson. And for those who have been present, it's door for them. And both are necessary. Your new sabak is also necessary to carry on. Until you don't make your door also properly strong, that's also not enough. So we have to listen to it. One great lesson that I have learned from our Sheikh Damat Barakatum also is lot of repetition. Only then perhaps it will sit in our minds and in our heart. Otherwise, our nature is we like to listen to new things all the time. But just new things, that's not good enough. Repeat and listen to it and think about it. The true benefit a person will get also is after the bayan, think about it ourselves. Make our notes again. And then make muzakara amongst ourselves also. Because we don't know what thoughts, good thoughts Allah puts in whose mind. And how much of good comes out of it. So if we make this muzakara, discuss the bayan again, we will benefit tremendously. And then hopefully we'll get some benefit. But if our attitude is, now we have heard enough, it's coming out of our ears, and this bayan is coming out, how much are we going to listen to it now? Then we won't get that benefit. And we see Quran Sharif, the same Quran we hear, year in and year out. The same, no new Quran, no new ayats are coming. But in that Quran, how many new subjects come out all the time? In the same way, our food also, many of us say, we want our eggs to be made how my mother used to make it. There we don't want new style, we want that same old style. That just as my mother used to make that curry and that food, must make it exactly the same. So there we want that same how it was made. So in deen also, if we can get this, that deen which has come to us from our elders, that perfect deen, that is the deen we must have. Not a new type of deen. And this is shaitani dhoka, now something different. We had enough of this now something different we want. That is shaitani dhoka. And if that is so, then we must have a different shape of a human being also. The eyes must be at the back, the ears must be in place of the eyes, the hands must be in place of the legs in place of the hands. We have something new there also, but nobody like that. One Maulana, they said, you make the same bayan all the time, now new bayan. So he said, okay, new bayan today. And the new bayan, he said, that food from now we will eat, all the stones, pebbles, and all the grass and leaves and that. Now all the time we're eating all the other food, now change it, now we have to eat this food. Then the people understood, no, we have to have the same thing. That is, our nourishment is in that same thing which has come all the time. Anyway, in the ayat-e kareema, which is such a beautiful ayat really, that first of all, Allah has addressed us. And how has He addressed us? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe. In other words, Allah Himself has acknowledged our iman. This is a very, very great thing. If we ponder and meditate about it, it will cultivate the love of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah has called us, that you are people of iman. Now, like this, I can't say with 100% conviction that anyone has got iman. What is in the heart, only Allah knows. None of you can say what is in my heart. That only Allah Ta'ala knows. But He who we know is Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada. He has addressed us as people of Iman. So what a great title that somebody has called us people of Iman. And further than that, this ayat, the end of it which says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah is acknowledging our Iman. And that level of Iman will deliver us from Jahannam. We will finally reach Jannat. If we don't go directly, unfortunately, inshallah Allah take us all directly. But if we don't, but we will reach Jannat with this level of Iman. This is the very basic. It is the foundation of Iman. But nobody is satisfied with just the foundation. You just buy your land, you make your foundation, and you say, my job is complete. You know, it's a long waste. So Allah wants to complete our building of Iman for us, and this 1 month of Ramadan is enough. If we do apply ourselves and we allow the building to take place, Allah is going to build this house of Iman for us, and it will take place in the month of Ramadan. That Allah says at the end, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you could, this whole exercise of Ramadan is so that you acquire taqwa. That is the exercise, the purpose of it. All our ibadat has got a purpose. The ibadat itself is maqsood. It is a command of Allah. We have to do it. But at the same time, that ibadat also has got another maqsood, another object of it also. And we must realize that object. Like namaz, for example, we have to perform namaz, that's faras. We have to perform. But what is the purpose and object of namaz? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz has to deliver us that we stay away from all sinful things and all shameless acts. If our namaz is not doing that for us, we are making namaz, but still we are still sinning violently, openly. We are breaking the laws of Allah and we are still be doing shameless deeds. That means there is a fault in our namaz. One time in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, the lunch was, meals were being served, and one person who was in khidmat, the glass of water, he dropped it. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him that your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz was correct, your outside life should be correct. Namaz corrects our whole outside life. If our outside life is not correct, it means our namaz is not correct. And if we want to correct our dini and dunya's life, correct our namaz. Therefore, this program which takes place at 10 o'clock, don't think it as just, well, this is just one extra program, it's unimportant. And namaz itself, and then the practical namaz, this is absolutely essential. One time, in the masjid, there was a nikah taking place, and they told me to say a few words, and I said these words, it came by the way, that in namaz, if we put our gazes correct, where when we are standing, we must look at the sajda place, when we make ruku at our feet, when we go into sajda, then we must focus our eyes on the tip of our nose. There, mostly we close our eyes in sajda. Many in the whole namaz, we close our eyes, which is incorrect. And in sajda, many of us, we close our eyes, whereas they must be open and not looking down, but it must be focused on the tip of the nose. Though you won't see the tip of your nose, but you have to focus it there. When we are in a sitting position, on our lap we should look. And when we make salam, on our shoulders we should look. That is mustahab of namaz. But see that mustahab. Anyway, made this bayan, it was finished. After about 2 months, one person who was present phoned me, a good friend of ours, and I knew he had made the second nikah also. And he told me, he says that I had this great bimari, the great disease of bad nazri, looking at other women. He says, for that reason, to save myself from this haram, I made a second nikah also. But he said, it still did not help me. Even my second nikah, still I was looking at other women. But he said, this 2 months I practiced on this. And now he says that I have complete control. I don't look at strange women. So in namaz we look after our eyes. Out of namaz, our eyes will be able to look after it. Our namaz is made, our outside life will be made. And just this one thing which is only a mustahab of namaz. And don't think any part of deen to be small. That it's a mustahab, it's a sunnah. Look at this, there is a mustahab. And in namaz it's so easy. in when making namaz, nobody is going to be in scanty dress yet. Nobody is going to be half naked yet. So there's no temptation, so easy. So just make this little effort in namaz. Wherever when you want to practice, a soldier when he practices trains, the enemy is not there. He's just practicing there in safe conditions. So yeah, you practice in safe conditions. When you come out in front of the enemy, you'll have trained yourself. You'll be able to protect yourself. So yeah, that is one thing. The eyes. The other thing is that when we make salam and you look at your shoulders, you look at your shoulders, but your niyat must be the farishtas who are here. And if we make this niyat, one great benefit that will come, which is also a mustahab, make the niyat of the farishtas, you are make your own namaz. Kiram and katibin who are sitting here, make niyat of making salam to them. And that is for what the salam is for them. So when we will make that niyat, one very great benefit that will come, that the alam-e-ghayb, Allah's unseen system of farishtas and Allah's system that is working, and that is superimposed over the system of this dunya. We looking everything of this dunya, or that it is a cause and effect, that this happens, then that will happen. But over that is Allah's system. And when we're just making niyat of the farishtas, that system's consciousness will come onto us. And in everything we'll realize Allah's system is above this system. And Allah's system is present and working all the time. And this system is nothing compared to that system which is above this system. So just by that aspect of namaz. So the whole namaz, if we will correct, we will get this benefit. Rozas, there is a specific benefit of roza. The whole month of Ramadan, that is to acquire taqwa. Zakat has got a special benefit and purpose. Hajj has got a special, every ibadah, zikrullah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, everything has got a certain object, a benefit, and we must be getting that. It's no use you buy your brand new BMW, top of the series, you fill petrol, everything, but you just sit in the car, you're not moving. So we made our namaz, everything, but namaz didn't take us to the point that it stops us from guna and shameless acts. We kept rozas, but rozas didn't take us to acquire taqwa. So the object must be realized. That ibadat must be done also. It is maqsood bizat also. But the main thing after that still is the object of that ibadat. And all ibadat must take us towards Allah Ta'ala. If we are making lot of ibadat, but just imagine, Hadrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah, what ulum Allah had blessed our akabir with. He explained one point, that to be independent, istighna, is a very good quality. You don't depend on other people, you don't go and ask, you don't beg of other people. It's a very good quality. But he explained this point, that istighna can come in a person because of two things. Either because of ghalba-e-tawheed, ghalba of trust in Allah Ta'ala, that my Allah is enough for me. Alaysa Allah bi kafin abda? Is not Allah enough for his banna? Allah is enough. So he trusts on Allah. So this person, where his full trust will be on Allah Ta'ala. So that is very good. But the same istighna, independence will come because of pride. Because I don't want to take. Commonly we find, if a woman loses her husband, she becomes a widow. Now she says, I don't want to take zakat money. I don't want to bring up my children with zakat money. Well, this zakat is meant for that. She must stay with respect and honor at home, look after her children, look after herself, stay with respect and honor, and she get the faraz. If there's nobody else in the family to look after her, then finally the community. And with zakat money, they must look after her. But what she says, that I don't want the people's zakat. I don't want it to be said one day that I brought my children up with zakat money. So she goes out to work. So that is one haram. She's leaving the house. And she's exposing herself. And what can happen there, and which is happening. All this, she's so vulnerable. She's now a single woman. How vulnerable isn't she? Then her children, there is no one to look after them at home. They are in the care of the nanny, of a maid. Or they are watching, put on to TV all the time. So how lot of harm is caused. So this is also istighna. But this is because of takabbur. So that is totally haram. So we have to see also that all our ibadat also that we do, the correct effect, if we are doing lot of ibadat, but that ibadat is bringing pride in us. Then that ibadat is taking us to Jahannam. That tahajjud of us will take us to Jahannam. That oh, so many nafil rozas, but because of that we think I'm more pious than other people. I'm better. So we have to make all our ibadat and the correct object of that ibadat. Ibadat, one aspect of ibadat is that abdiyat comes in a person. Humbleness and humility comes in a person. But if by ibadat pride is coming in a person, that person is not on the road of Jannah. Shaitan will allow him to make ibadat, but will take him to Jahannam. What his ibadat will take him to Jahannam. But if this ibadat is bringing abdiyat, and that is the object of ibadat, that it brings humbleness, humility in a person, he doesn't think himself better than other people, then that is correct. So the month of Ramadan, let us understand what is the true object of this month. Where many Ramadans have passed, and today also we all, and many, the whole world, mashallah, what a great command of Allah. And here also we see a manifestation of Allah's Qudrat. Who makes that five-year-old child to keep rozas? How many parents complaining of the children, the children don't want to miss a roza. They want to, who is it? Otherwise, are rozas for us, are they easy? Is it something according to our nafs? It is against the nafs. But what may, and how the children cry to get up for sehri. This is, see Allah's Qudrat in all this. If a person's eyes of the heart are open, all the time he will see that little five-year-old child keeping half a roza. Even that half, why is the child happy I kept half a roza? When you see all making iftari, it's because of that one command of Allah. Allah said keep rozas. No matter how our rozas are, but everyone, the whole world, how the people. And if you go to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, you can't imagine the scene of iftari there. What it is like in the Haramain. So this is all Allah Ta'ala's manifestation, Allah Ta'ala's great Qudrat. So anyway, this roza Allah has made, Allah has addressed those people who are eligible. Those people who qualify, the people of Iman. Now they are the ones who can become the close friends of Allah. For that Allah says, I gave you this exercise of roza, this the training field of roza, so that you acquire taqwa. And by taqwa, you will become my very, very close friends. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Let us make, Allah make me and us all understand this point. The friends of Allah are only those people who have got taqwa. To the level of one's taqwa is a person the friend of Allah. For example, one level which Allah has blessed us all with, the level of iman which we have brought. With that level of iman which took us out from kufr and shirk. So by that, we are already the friends of Allah Ta'ala. But that friendship is still a very basic, a very low friendship. Allah wants to give us the highest form of friendship, very close friendship. One is a person in the country knows who is the president of the country, but he's got no access to the president. One is that you have got that access that at any time you can phone him. You have got that personal contact, you can phone the president at any time. So like that in our world, we all know Allah Ta'ala. But Allah wants to give us that contact that you can make, you can have direct access to me whenever you want to, and I'll be there for you all the time. So that Allah wants to give us that. For that Allah Ta'ala says, for example, in another ayat, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That the most honorable by Allah Ta'ala are not those who make lot of ibadat. Not those who make lot of and a zikr, etc. But those who have got the most taqwa. Those people who have got the most taqwa, they are the most honorable by Allah Ta'ala. In the Hadith Sharif, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim. Stay away from haram. Takun a'bad al-nas. You will be the one who makes the most ibadat. You will be the most pious person. In our eyes, the whole ummah generally in the world, piety is lot of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, namazas. But in the eyes of the Quran and hadith, piety is the one who gives up sin, guna. So that is what we have to do. That is this object of this month, that we realize we have to give up gunas. When a person has given up sin and taqwa has come into him, to whatever level it is, then Allah Ta'ala, where are so many other benefits of taqwa, that a person who has got taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. From whatever problem that might come, this is dunya, Allah will make an opening for that person. Wherever Allah will make that opening. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. A person who has got taqwa, Allah will give that person rosy from sources he cannot imagine. Our duty, we see, in that superimposed system of Allah Ta'ala, is not to look for rosy, is to acquire taqwa. If we are acquainted with that system, we acquire taqwa, and Allah will give you rosy from sources you cannot imagine. Sources you do not know. Our system in this dunya is, we look, I'll get my rosy here, I'll get my rosy, let me do this work, let me do that work. Allah's promise is, you bring taqwa in your life. And if we go and see, there is not a fantasy. Look at the people who have brought taqwa in their lives. All the Anbiya alayhi salam, the whole world's people are dying upon them. And major, basically, people are giving their lives because of the Anbiya. Christians are fighting Muslims. Muslims are fighting. Why? Because of our Nabi. Christians because of their Nabi. So Allah made them such, the world is giving their lives. That was the Anbiya alayhi salam. All the awliya also. Presently, at this moment, go and see, in Nizamuddin, for example, the Merkaz, thousands of people are having lunch, breakfast and supper. No income, no shop. They got taqwa, they teaching taqwa, then what Allah Ta'ala is giving. Go and see the same thing in all the Marakis, the Darul Ulooms. Darul Ulooms in Bangladesh, 15,000 students, 10,000 students in one Darul. How many Darul Ulooms? They are teaching taqwa, they are living off taqwa. All those children getting food all the time. Not only food, they're getting clothing also once a year. They're getting blankets also. Everything is being on taqwa. So if a person brings taqwa, Allah will give to open the doors of rosy for that person. But that was also when we realize that system of Allah. So on taqwa, Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah says, when a person, this taqwa means you have become the wali of Allah. A technical term. Like that, all of us are hafiz also. We know Qul Wallahu Ahad. We know Alhamdul Sharif. I'm hafiz of that. But do we call every person a hafiz? When we were in Belgium in Jamaat, a lot of Moroccans there. And they have a system of this which they call, they read the Hizb. That means the Supara. After the Maghrib and after Fajr, they all sit in a circle and they all read Quran Sharif in their worsh, Qiraat of the Quran Sharif. Those who are not Hafiz look inside the Quran, those who are Hafiz without. And that is their door also. Every day, half Supara in the morning, half in the evening. They should tell us that what you people in India and Pakistan call a Hafiz, in Morocco, all are Hafiz like that. That we don't even call a Hafiz. A Hafiz is something completely different. If we go to Tajweedul Quran in Delhi, Qari Sulaiman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his madrasa, one time some ulama went, Maulana Yusuf Karan of the Cape was also with. So how we take imtihan of Hafiz boys, read from Sayyakulu Sufaha'u. He asked him like that, read from. He said, you're going to spoil my children. Hey, these children here, you have to ask them, read the third ayat of the 18th surah. Hey, read that ayat. Read the last ayat of Surah Saf. In this way, that which ayat this word came, ya'alamun, and there it came ta'alamun. Where is it like this? Read it like that. And those boys read like that. So one is, we are all also hafiz. We are all alim also. We know some masalas. Right? But can we call everyone an alim? That person who is qualified. So like that, iman, alhamdulillah, we all have got iman. But understanding the same way, whom Allah is calling the people of iman, what level of iman Allah wants. We have to qualify for that. We are all the friends of Allah. By bringing iman, we are the friends. But Allah wants us to become who are called awliya, who are called waliyullah. Allah wants us to come to that level. Like that, we are all Allah's friends. Because we have brought iman, we have got that level of taqwa. But Allah wants to qualify, that we must qualify for that level. A person who opens here on the pavement, puts 5 tomatoes, 5 potatoes, 5 onions, and he's selling here. And he says that he's a shopkeeper. He's a shopkeeper. But do you call him a shopkeeper compared to a person who is running a huge market? A person in India, Pakistan, commonly on the pavements, they've got hotels also. And those hotels got big, big names also, beautiful names. But that hotel, and compare it to what we will think of as a hotel. So the name is the same, but what a great difference. So to be a wali of Allah, the name is the same, but Allah wants us to be qualified for that. And for that, this month of Ramadan, Allah has given us. And Allah Ta'ala has made this month for us who are sitting here, for millions of Muslims in the world, we've got our health, we haven't got any such problem. The month of Ramadan in our country, there isn't a problem. There isn't that we couldn't come to the masjids. Allah has given. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li, wa sallimhu li, wa sallimhu mutaqabbala. That this all Allah has made, and that is what is called tawfiq. Tawjihul asbab ila al khair. So Allah has given us the tawfiq. Everything, our health is in order. If we were sick, we couldn't keep roza. Khuda na khasta, we are paralyzed, we couldn't come for namaz. No, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us. We keep our rozas. Then, alhamdulillah, tarawih is taking place. Azans are called out. Masjids are there. Everything is there. Allah has prepared all this. Now it is for us just to acquire that taqwa. So for that Allah, and also these awliya. What another great benefit which the Quran explains of the awliya, that in awliya, ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wala hum yahzanun. Allah Ta'ala declares. Allah means hurufa, one of the hurufa, tanbih. Open your ears and listen. In Arabic, there are three such huruf. Ala, ama, and ha. When you want somebody's attention properly, like we'll say, give me your ears, open your ears and listen. Listen to me properly. There are three such words that are used in Arabic. Ala, ama, ha. And when our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says this, he says, listen properly, I'm saying, ala, ama, ha. Otherwise, you won't listen to this also properly, and you'll think I'm saying Yamaha. And I'm sending some scooters or engines, and I'm an agent for a Yamaha. I'm not saying Yamaha, ala, ama, ha. So Allah says, ala, inna awliya Allah. Definitely, undoubtedly the awliya, all the time. Jumla ismiya, all the time, continuously. La khawfun alayhi. They have got no khawf, no fear upon them. Wala, then fear, yeah, is for the future. What's going to happen? Otherwise, so many people are so frightened. What's going to happen in the future? What's going to happen in 2010? What's going to happen after 2010? The economy is going to go down. This is going to happen. 1994 elections, what's going to happen after that? How many people ran out of the country? How many people filled up groceries in their houses for so long? Fear. Allah says, لا, for those who have become the awliya, لا خوف عليهم. ولا هم يحزنون. And they won't grieve for anything of the past also. They won't have any grief for the past. They won't have any fear for the future. Our Shaykh, جزاهم الله خير. How many things Allah, Hazrat says, he puts it so beautifully and it appeals to a person. Hazrat says that when Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof, that after, under 200 meters of water, below 200 meters of water, water doesn't enter that watch. The vapor doesn't enter the watch. Search, they've made that watch. Then what is it difficult for Allah to make a heart that is worry-proof? That no worry will enter that heart. Let the dollar price go where it want to. You are going for Hajj, Umrah, you are going to order goods for so much. Now the dollar price has gone up, you won't have any fear. And the dollar price going down, you have got no fear. You saved up. That dollar is a very good investment. And you got $100,000. Now the dollar price went right down. Now you're suffering a loss. But if you got connection with Allah, you will have no fear, no grief, no sorrow, no fear for the future. Because Allah, when Allah is with you, what grief can you have? So that Allah wants to bring each one of us to that level. You don't have to be a hafiz a Quran to reach that level. You don't have to be an alim a deen to reach that. If you have that, then you are nurun ala nur. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah ali said, an alim, he has got nur. And he gets marifat and contact with Allah, then he becomes nurun ala nur. Light on light. What to say about him? Because he has got all the means. He has understood Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. He has got the sohbat and company of ulama for so many. For him to become, very easy it is. But everyone can become. And we know, Allahu Akbar. Look at Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who wasn't a proper official alim also. But he was the peer and murshid of stalwarts of ilm. What great, great ulama. And when Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, rahmatullahi, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahmatullahi, were asked that what did you people go and look for there? Didn't you people have enough knowledge? They say we didn't go and look for knowledge there. Knowledge we had plenty of knowledge. What we like, a person learns all the names of the chocolates, whole nut, and what all the different names of chocolates. And one is, there he gets to eat it, even if he doesn't know the name. But he gets the enjoyment of the chocolate. What to say about that? So in the kitabs, you get the names and the istilahat and the technical terms and the arguments and counter-arguments and all that you get. But the enjoyment of deen, you will get from the ulama. When Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi was asked by his friends, we all studied together, we were in the same class and we studied the same kitabs. We never saw you study other kitabs besides the kitabs which are prescribed. We all studied the same. How come you surpassed and the whole world falling at your feet? What is the reason? He says, together with kutub bini, that is kitabs, kaf, ta, be, kutub bini. I did kutub bini. I stayed in the company of men of Allah. Not only in the kitabullah, but with rijalullah. That is where all the difference came. And deen comes from such people. نہ کتابوں سے نہ آوازوں سے نظر سے پیدا دین ہوتا ہے بزرگوں کی نظر سے پیدا کتاب نالج آف دین ول کم فرام کتاب فرام سی ڈیز اینڈ کسیٹس اینڈ آل دیٹ اٹ ول کم فرام دے بٹ دین وونٹ کم فرام دے یو پرہیپس کین گیٹ میریڈ آن دا انٹرنیٹ بٹ یو ول نیور گیٹ اے چائلڈ آن دا انٹرنیٹ فار دیٹ یو ول ہیو ٹو اسٹے ان ون اندرس کمپنی ایون فار ون منٹ یو اسٹے وت ون اندر آفٹر نائن منتھس ہوپ فلی یو ول گیٹ اے چائلڈ. And if that zamana comes, Mullah Nasiruddin, the famous Mullah, when he got married the second time, the child was born in 3 months. So instead of being worried and that, he ran off to the stationery shop. So they asked Mullah, why are you running to the stationery shop? So he said, what had to happen in 9 months happened in 3 months. So the child goes to school 5-6 years. I think this child will go in 1 year still. So I have to rush off and get his stationery for him quickly. So, but 1 minute sohbat, and hopefully after a reasonable time, you will get your results, you will get your child. So sohbat of Ahlullah, you will get your results. Wait for your 9 months. Wait for your time and you'll see the result, but stay in the company. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, all of you who have got the basic level of iman, I want to give you now. And here also our Shaykh, the Ahmad Barakatun, says, appreciate, Allah is extending His hand of friendship. Really, in this world, we want to make contact with a politician, with a rich man, we have to make all the effort. We have to pay bribes, we have to go here, go there, we have to praise the person, we have to, what and what, how you have to go out of your way to make contact with somebody. Yeah, Allah, the most supreme, the most greatest, and also appreciate who Allah is. Understand that Allah is so great, but He's not like a small Hitler of this dunya, that He's called a small Fir'aun of this dunya. Being such a great, the greatest, Allah is telling, I want to make you my friends. And you just do this little bit, and Allah say you got one part of it already. Hey, like that person who wanted to marry the princess, and he was making a lot of effort. One day his friends asked him, how far are you, how successful? So he said, 50%. 50% I'm already, my work is done. He said, what a lucky person with the princess to get married. 50%, how come? He said, I'm ready, 50%. Only she must get ready now. Only that 50%. So yeah, 50% we got, iman we got. And the other 50% is not like that princess agreeing. Allah wants to give it to us, therefore Allah is offering to us. Allah has given out the application forms, now you just fill it in. The only thing, fill it in correctly. Don't send a blank form at the end of Ramzan. And don't send it with all mistakes and with incomplete form. You just complete it properly. So for that Allah says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Then again, just imagine, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, rozas have been made for us upon you. Allah didn't say, I made rozas for us. Hey, this is just like many of us. We want something done at home. Then we don't say that you must do this. I'm saying you must do it. We say Hazrat said like this. Maulana said you must do this. Because we don't want to take the blame. We don't. Our relationship mustn't get spoiled. They can swear Hazrat as much as they want to. And they can swear Maulana as much as they want to. But our relationship mustn't be spoiled. So we don't say I say. We say Hazrat said this. Allah has chosen that way. So that we mustn't feel hard that, Ya Allah, you're so beloved. And you're so merciful. You made rozas for us. So Allah says, rozas have been made. Of course, Allah made them for us. But Allah, just see how Allah has chosen. Just like that when a majlis like this gathers, then at the end of the majlis, that hadith that comes, that قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيَّاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. This can be read in two ways. قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيَّاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. That your sins have been changed into nekis. Now that is, it have been changed, somebody has changed it. But if you read it this way, قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيَّاتِ. I changed your sins into nekis. Now your love for Allah will increase. That, oh my Allah, therefore, I always prefer to read this hadith, قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيَّاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. I changed your sins into nekis. Yeah, Allah says, Allah didn't say, كَتَبْتُ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ, that I made rozas for us. Rozas were made for us. Then immediately after that again, Allah makes it more tangible, more accessible for us. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Just as on other people, rozas were made for us, rozas are made for us on you also. So you don't have to feel hard that only we have to keep rozas. You don't have to feel singled out. Or you don't have to feel targeted that only we have to keep rozas. No, all others are also kept rozas. So you are just like a father tells his son or a mother, the son to become hafiz. A child is feeling it hard when he looks at the Quran Sharif, 30 suparas, 800 pages, I must become hafiz. The first day he only managed to learn one ayat. When will I finish? Impossible it is. Mother says, your other brothers became hafiz. Your cousins became hafiz. They all were just like you. They did it. You also can do it. So what is it difficult? Or many students want to become alim. 6 years course. 3 years hafiz. 9 years. Adadiyah 1 year. Iftar 1 year. 12 years. So long. We say, how many others have done it? So it won't be difficult. So Allah has just... And was it necessary for Allah? And Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, that I made rozas for us. Allah didn't say, if you don't keep rozas, I'll pull your skin off you. And I'll do this to you and I'll do that. But Allah says, you keep positive. Keep rozas, you'll get taqwa. You'll become my special friends. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So this rose, the month of Ramadan, if we can understand, the object of it is to acquire taqwa. And to translate it in our simple language, to give up gunas. Whichever, think that what gunas I got in my life. Now a few simple, straightforward gunas that are commonly within us. Many of us, we are such, our beard is not complete. Right? And that is a major guna. Okay, and according to all four imams, to keep one first length beard, and the first length starts under the chin, measure it here under. Okay? Then it must be a first, and on all three sides also. If a person measures from here, we were in Malawi now, so I explained this, it came in the talk. So one good friend of ours, another friend of his came, so he should tell him also. Because he always, when I tell him keep a full beard, he measures from here. They were very good friends, so he could speak to him, so he's got a very small beard. So it is one fist length. And as our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, your own fist. Don't call your two-year-old child or the barber's two-year-old baby and you tell him, just come measure if my beard is right. And to shave a beard completely, we know is haram. But to cut the beard when it is not a fist length, less than a fist length, that is equally haram. Both are equally haram. And this is for whose beards grow. If the beard doesn't grow, no problem, you are not responsible. But if it is growing, to cut it when it is less than the first length, it is totally haram. So how many of us in the ummah, how many people we are keeping rozas, giving lot of khairat, zakat, everything, going for hajj, umrah, we are in Arafat, we are in haram, we are in tahajjud, but we are in guna when the beard is not right. And just imagine how our Shaykh Ramat Barakatum puts this. He says that in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say to us that my ummati, why, what didn't you like in my face, my sunnat face, with the sunnat beard, when the guru, when the Sikhs, They followed a Guru Nanak. In Europe, America, they fight court cases that we are serving in the traffic, in the military, navy, and we must be allowed to keep our beards. Because the law is you cannot keep beards there. But they fight and they win the cases. So when they went to that length, oh my ummati, what fault did you find? Was my beard, was my countenance ugly? Shaheen Asar, our Sheikh Swan Khalifa, he says, agar dari khubsurat na hoti to meri nabi ki sunnat nahi hoti. If the beard was not beautiful, it wouldn't have been my nabi's sunnat. But if our eyes are spoiled, it's a different thing. Everyone has got different taste. For some people, a woman who is well built, she's a beard, that is who they enjoy. For other people, they look for thin woman. So tastes are different. So beauty really is not what we think. There are those farishtas who are continuously making the zikr of Allah. Subhanalladhi, all praise is due to Allah. Allah is pure of all full, who gave woman beauty in long hair and gave man beauty in their beards. So when the farishtas are acknowledging the beauty is in long hair, but today what our woman also, what is their beauty? To cut the hair. And that you just mix up all the hair and that you pay a big amount for that. Today, what is modern art? You just draw a few lines here and there. And the price, you can't imagine what that price is. So the beauty of the woman's hair also, that you just cut it all short, funny style, and you just mix it all up. And that is now some beautiful style for which you pay so much. But long, beautiful hair, which is the true beauty. Today we cannot, our tastes have become so spoiled. We don't know what is true beauty. For a man, how many a woman want their man not to keep beard? One person who kept beard, he wrote to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, my wife, children, family, people at work, all are making a mockery out of me. Maulana replied and said, my friend, if they want to laugh, that's up to them. But let me tell you, you kept a beard, Qiyamah's day you won't have to cry. When Huzur sallallahu alayhi, when the day, when the heat will be so intense, bottom will be melting copper, Huzur sallallahu alayhi, you upheld my sunnat. Tere mehboob ke ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon, tu haqeeqat isko tu kar de, main surat leke aaya hoon. I just came with the outward form, and when we get the reality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uff kitna tariq hai gunahgar ka alam, how dark and how tight and how difficult and hard is not the life of a sinner. Uff kitna tariq hai gunahgar ka alam, anwar se ma'amur hai abrar ka alam. And those who are righteous and pious, Allah's nur and light and easiness, their hearts are open. Life is open for them. They're enjoying all the time. Even if they sit with their enemy, their hearts are open. Whereas, if a person is in sin, in darkness, he sits with his friend also, and still he hasn't got that enjoyment. There is no enjoyment. And the friends of Allah, they are completely alone, but their hearts are connected with Allah. What enjoyment they are getting. And the enemies of Allah, they are sitting in huge gatherings also, but yet they are committing suicide. They are drinking liquor to drown their sorrows. They are taking drugs to drown their sorrows. Become the friend of Allah and see what Allah will open. So one is beard. Another one is the ankle, the trousers above the ankle. How many of us, we keep our trousers? We're making tahajjud, we are making namaz, going to Arafat, everywhere. I've seen myself, our Shaykh, in even now when Hazrat's health is not so good, Hazrat has got an effect. But yet, whenever Hazrat gets up, he sees to make sure that his lungi is above the ankles. So we should keep our eyes and see that our ankles, there is also a guna. Make this niyat to give up these gunas. Then there are other gunas, there are many others also. Many of us, we feel that I'm all right, I got no guna. That is the very sad case. If a person doesn't find fault in him, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. The tawbah of Anbiya alayhi salam, what is their tawbah? They are not only mahfuz of guna, they are ma'asum. They cannot commit guna. Allah has put protection on them. Even if they want to, they cannot. They won't even want to. They can't commit guna, but yet they make tawbah. What is that tawbah? That, Ya Allah, your ibadat, according to your position, I can't make that ibadat of yours. Which our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, one person might be the Fir'aun of his place. Big authority he has got. But the day he comes face to face with a lion, at that time he'll tell the lion, I'm nothing, have mercy on me. So that person who realizes Allah's presence, he'll realize, I'm nothing, Ya Allah. My ibadat, he'll make tawbah on his best ibadat. The world will envy his ibadat. But he'll make tawbah istighfar on his ibadah. That abdiyat must come in a person. Today we just make one time tahajjud or something. Oh, there is no Junaid al-Baghdadi like me. And I'm the Ghazali of the time. And I'm the Rumi of the time. But that reality, that in our the best ibadat we make, but that humility comes into us. That what am I? I am nothing. You make bayan, the world praises you. But you, in sincerity, tawbah to Allah. Ya Allah, I couldn't fulfill your rights. One friend of ours translated a kitab on the seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he asked me, how should I go and present it to Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So I said that we have to make tawbah istighfar. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shan. Like for example, if we in the seerat kitab, we use the word prophet. Now we have done great service, but prophet means fortune teller. We have actually used a derogatory term for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. While we are thinking, I did so much of khidmat. How many other words aren't like that? How many other things in our deen, our thoughts? So other gunas that we have got is one major guna. I've got a beard, full proper sunnat beard. But I look down on a person who hasn't got a beard. I'm in a bigger guna than that person also. I must tell him in the correct way, keep a beard, that is all right. But to think that I'm better than him. And in this there are two types of major gunas. One is what is called takabbur. That I'm better than that person. And the other is ujab. That I'm not better. We are all VIPs. But I'm good. Just to think I'm good is also haram. And this is so much in us that I'm all right. Jamaat comes and knock at our door. Gushed. That we all right go to those people. They running a shabeen there. They doing this. They doing that. And with regard to that, in KwaZulu-Natal, one town, there was one person, he's passed away, he was running a shabeen. But Ramzan comes, he shouldn't keep roza, but closes his shabeen. And all his customers, his patrons should beg him, non-Muslims, they should say, Ramzan is for you, not for us. Run your shabeen still, we want. And with the shabeen, all the other evil, everything that used to happen there. But for, in respect of Ramzan, just see so much, he shouldn't keep roza, no taraweeh, nothing in his life. But respect of Ramzan, he closed his shabeen. His maut came in Ramzan on Jummah. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ If on that Allah will give him, if we keep our rozas, we keep them properly, what won't Allah Ta'ala give us? So let us never think down upon anyone else. That is a very big guna. Naz or taqwa. If a person got taqwa, very muttaqi, and truly, genuinely, but he's got pride on it. Naz. Naz or taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz e randi. That woman who is a prostitute, but she's crying to Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. What am I doing? And she's crying and begging for forgiveness. She is better than that person who's got taqwa, who's making tahajjud, and is very pious in every aspect, but he's got pride in it. So how terrible is the sin of pride. Shaitan hits us in such a way that we don't know. First he involves us in guna, we make tawbah, we come out of guna. Now he involves us in an inside guna of pride. We are sitting in the khanqa, we are sitting in Haram Sharif, we are in Jamaat, and there we have got pride. In Jamaat we are sitting with wuzu, making mashura, and now we criticizing this person not taking part in the work. In khanqa, that person is speaking bad about the khanqa, and we are involved in ghibat. And how shaitan and how he makes us justify ghibat. That it's not bad to speak, it's not right to say this about somebody, but just that but comes, which our Shaykh says, that if got married to but, if got married to but, and hopeful got born from there. Kaash ke. Agar ne magar ke saath shaadi ki, aur kaash ke paida hua. This is what our life is. So if we save ourselves, so gunas to identify gunas. For that, until we don't stay, which Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh gave such a beautiful example that we drink tea commonly, we enjoy tea, but he said take four lessons from tea. The first lesson is the water, first it was plain water, clear. And water is free of charge. People give away water free to one another. Water has got no color. Water has got no taste. No price also. And the effect of water also, it cools you down, etc. But that same water, when it stayed in the company of the tea leaves, now it is completely different. Now you don't call it water. Now you say it's tea. Now the effect of tea is completely different from the effect of water. The price has changed now. A cup of tea they won't give you free. Now the price has changed also. But one major condition is it must be in the company of hot water. If you put tea leaves in cold water, nothing is going to happen. It must be hot water. So this is a very important thing, a hot connection with your chef. You just have a connection, a cold connection with the chef. You even became bad, but no connection. The chef doesn't know you. You don't know who is your chef. Hey, one friend of mine, when I asked him who you became bad with, he said it was some Molana from Muradabad or from Saharanpur. A woman who doesn't know who is her husband also. What's going to happen in that marriage? She said, my husband is Ahmed or is Yusuf or is from Peter Maritzburg or is from Cape Town or from where? What kind? Have a proper hot connection with your chef. Proper connection. That is when the result of it will come. Now, what I wanted to illustrate mainly here? Now, what happened? That water was clear, crystal clear, pure. But now it became black when you got bad. Many people, when they become bad, now they say, we became worse. Not worse, what is it? You were thinking I was so clear. But when you heard the sheikh's talks, when you heard, I got so much riya, I got so much takabbur in me, I got so much of pride, now you realize I'm so black. Now when you stay in the company of the sheikh, he'll add milk to you. Now you'll become white. But still it's not enough. He'll have to add sugar also. And just adding the sugar also, now your akhlaqi will correct. But that sugar adding is also not enough. You'll have to stir it also. And if he stirs it with a straw, it won't work also. You'll have to use a steel spoon. And then the sounds will come also. Like a panel beater taking the last dents out. So that sound will also come. Now when you have become like that, now that cup of tea, lapsos, nice and hot, hot tea. And deals, and it is sweet also, very nice and sweet also, hot also, and labdos, it is a nice full cup of tea. Then you say, har roz, such tea I want every day also. When a person becomes like this, then the wife will say, this type of a husband I want. Eh? A wife, when does she praise her husband? Only two times. Eh? One is a woman, one is before marriage she praises him, and one is after he dies. Besides that, she's just got all what epithets and what type of what she's got for her husband. But if you do this procedure in that in-between period also, she'll say, this is a husband. And this is the man I want in my life. Your boss will want you. This worker at any cost, I must say. You will want such a boss. Boss, even if you fire me, I'll never leave here. Then your condition will become like Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali. When Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali on one time chased him out of the Khanka, he went on the pavement. He was a government man. He says, Hukumat apni apni. Everyone has got his own authority. Kahi unki, kahi apni. There in the Khanka is his government. Here on the pavement. Udar udar kholenge nahi. He won't open the door for me to come in the Khanka. Idhar main dar chhorunga nahi. Yeah, I won't give up this door. I will just stay here. He sent this poem to Hazrat. Hazrat saw it. At that time Hazrat gave him khilafat also. But we don't make poems and think that we'll get khilafat. He was made already. So anyway, this month of Ramadan is to acquire taqwa, make ibadat. But ibadat must take us to Allah Ta'ala. If we're just making ibadat for the sake of ibadat, then we haven't, we're just sitting in the car. We got the car and we're just sitting in it, we're not moving. We bought our air ticket first class to travel by plane. But we're not getting to the airport, we're not checking in. What's the use of it? Move now also. So our ibadat must take us to Allah Ta'ala. So the purpose of ibadat, and how much Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, 1,000 years of tahajjud will not take you so close to Allah as you give up one guna. Giving up of gunas will take a person so much more closer and faster to Allah that how much ibadat cannot take us there. We must make ibadat. Ibadat will also take us. But the purpose of ibadat is also that I make so much tahajjud and then I'm in this guna. Just because my trouser is below my ankle, Allah is not looking at mercy. I'm crying in my duas in tahajjud. But because my trouser, let me give up this guna. Just because I haven't got a full beard, now because of that Allah is not showing, is showering His mercy on me. Let me give up this guna, let me keep a full beard. So ibadat is to take us to Allah, to, so that we give up our gunas. The main object is we acquire taqwa. Taqwa means to give up guna. If we give up guna, Allah will make us His choice friends, close friends, and wallah, then see what is the enjoyment of that person. He can be an ordinary businessman, he can be a worker, he can be anything, but he has become the friend of Allah, he is kulla yawmin fi shan, his condition, he'll be in enjoyment and pleasure all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq, accept us for this, give us this understanding. Otherwise, for vast majority of the people, what is Ramzan? Savories, desserts, that is eating. Ramadan is not fasting, it's feasting. For other people, we are waiting for each day. The family will get together and we'll meet one another. For other people, it's new clothes, etc. For other people, the shackles of Ramadan, as soon as it's thrown off, again we can go back in our lives. When will this Ramadan get finished and we can go there? For other people, it is ibadah. They've gone for umrah. For other people, it is jamaat. For other people, it is khanqa. But the real object, wherever we are, is that we give up sin. If we have given up sin, then that is what is the true object of Ramadan. Not that I made 10 khatams, alhamdulillah, very good. Every night I made 8 rakats tarawih, and I read 2 suparas in my tarawih. 20 minutes I used to make dua, all that on its place. But if I didn't give up guna, if I didn't give up one more guna, not for Ramadan, for life, then that Ramadan, I haven't understood the purpose of Ramadan. So whatever, try and give up at least even one guna that we are in for life, give it up. Whatever. And identify that guna and make your firm resolution, I'm going to give up this. And the more we can give up, the better. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us understand the purpose of coming to the majlis, the purpose of the khanqa and the purpose of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana. I'm Ali Ahmed.
यार रहे यार रब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार हूँ मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूँ हर दम जिक्र फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहो सरशार रहो होश रहे न मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहो अब तो रहे बस्ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह तेरे सिवा माबूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं तेरे सिवा मकसूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं तेरे सिवा मौजूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं तेरे सिवा मशहूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं अब तो रहे बस्ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह याद में तेरी सबको बुला दूं कोई न मुझको याद रहे तुझ पर सब गरबार लुटा दूं खाना ये दिल आबाद रहे सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جذب میں پرا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا آن رہے اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء والسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العيون وما تخفي الصدور ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله يا ربي صل وسلم وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.